Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, help me say this.
Name above all
name.
Blessing.
Above
our
name,
dominion and power,
name above our name,
righteous and holy,
name above our name,
glorious and worthy.
He who was dead,
he is alive.
Bye.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're at, it is good because God is good all the time. We thank you again, our family, friends, and partners, for joining us to our executive meeting as we place God at the head of the table, and we sit around the table and eat the daily manna that he provides for us. He is our provider. Lift his name on high. Wherever God is for you this morning, you heard the list. Figure out which one of those names fit what God is doing for you. I know one thing. He is my provider. He is my everything. I can set it off on this morning if you want me to set it off. It may be eve afternoon where you're at. I set it off too. Because one thing about it, we know that God is good. And his mercy and grace is just everything to us. Without him, we are nothing. And we are just so thankful on this wonderful Wednesday that God is in the midst. We are so thankful on this morning that we exalt him. We lift him high. We give praises and honor to his name. We cannot sit and sleep on the names of God. Because one thing about it, he is in everything. So therefore, for every situation, there is a name that you can call and know that it is the one and only true God that steps in to that situation. As we continue on this week to learn about the Holy Spirit, I am so excited this morning to hear what God has prepared for us, what is going to come forth. Because it's nothing better. It is nothing better, saints. It's learning the true unadulterated word. And this is the thing. When we learn, we must get into a place where we apply. I say it all the time, probably 5 days a week. God is moving. He's doing a new thing in our life. And you need to grab hold to what he is doing. He's opening up the portal. He's renewing your mind as you pray and ask him to renew your mind. He's taking the shackles off your heart. He's opening up, like I said, the portals so the Holy Spirit does not, because he will not do an occupied burglary on you. He will not force himself away. It will not be a forced entry. You and I have to open up the portals of our heart, the portals of our mind, our soul, and allow the Spirit to enter in freely. So when I sit and tell you that I am so excited to be a part of this teaching, not only am I excited about being a part of it, I'm excited because I can go back and be a witness of the Word of God, and tell people without any apologies, without hesitation, go to them with boldness and confidence, and knowing that what I'm saying, I can go back to the Bible and say, this is what the Lord said. This is what this scripture said. I'm just helping you get a better understanding. So again, I just thank you all, family, friends, and partners, for continuing to come through, pressing through, not knowing what may be going on in your surroundings. But one thing you should know, that you are victorious. You are a conqueror. You are everything that God has created you to be. So you make sure that you keep that in your mind. No matter what comes up against you, you speak to whatever the situation is and let it know that I am a conqueror, because I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Good morning, Minister Sakita. Would you please bring us in prayer? Not sure if we're having technical difficulties, Minister Sakita. Will you bring us in prayer? Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, Father, we come before your throne, Father God, with a broken heart, but yet with boldness, Father God, yet with confidence, Father God, yet, Father, knowing that we have to persevere, Father God, and continue, Lord Jesus, to come before you with an open heart, an open mind, Father God, so we can receive clarity, Father God, in your word, Father God, the clarity that we find, Father God. We tuck it into our heart and our bosoms, Father God, and it stays there for life, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this time, Father God, for the teacher, Father God, for the preacher, Father God, for everything that you are providing for us at this time, Lord Jesus. We receive it, Father God. We receive your Holy Ghost power, your Holy Spirit, Father God, the Holy Spirit that changes us, Father God, that turns us around, Father God, that makes everything plain and clear, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us, Father God. But yet, Lord, you sent us a comforter, Father, and we thank you for that comforter, Father God. We thank you for that leader, Father God, that guide, Father God, that director, Father God, whatever we may want to call, Father God. But we know, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is what's leading us. We know that the Holy Spirit is what's making a change in our lives. We know, Father God, that you love us so unconditionally, Lord Jesus, to eternity, infinity, Father God, that you have blessed us, Father God. So as the man of God, our apostle, Lord Jesus, continue, Lord Jesus, to do your work, Father. We call him faithful servant, Lord Jesus, because we know, Lord, that's what you're saying, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to continue, Father, to pour into your faithful servant, Father God, as he released, Lord Jesus. And as he released, Father God, we ask you to continue, Lord, to pour more into him, Father God, as he feeds his people, Lord Jesus, internationally, nationally, Lord Jesus, locally, Father God. Continue, Lord, to lead him and guide him, Father God, as he is under the unction of your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. So we say on this morning, Father God, have your way, Lord Jesus. We say on this morning, we receive. We say on this morning, we believe. We say on this morning, Father God, we're ready to keep on keeping on. Keep on moving, Lord Jesus, in your presence, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Lord, we ask you on this morning to remove it. Any stumbling block, Father God, we bind them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Any misunderstanding, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to clarify it. Let it be known, Lord Jesus, so your word, Father God, can speak inside our minds and our hearts, Father God, so we can meditate on it day in and day out, Father God, and forevermore, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to touch the people of the land, Father God, and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning again. I don't know about you all, but I am so thankful and so grateful for what God is doing. And we're going to continue to praise his name. We're going to continue to lift him up. And we're going to continue to be good students to the word, the wise counsel that is being given to us on this day. Good morning, Apostle Temple. How many of you are soldiers this morning? If you are a soldier, put your war clothes on and prepare to go into battle. That's one thing I love about the Lord. He has given us free will to put on our full armor of God. So I sit and say to you, put your armor on. Be prepared for whatever is going to come through, come your way today, and know that you are a conqueror and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. As long as you have God by your side, guess what? You will make it through. So as we continue on into the broadcast, I just want to say I am very, very grateful for the time being that God has set aside for us to continue to feed his people day in and day out. We know once I was thinking the other day, and I was sitting and saying to God, Father, when Jesus walked on the earth, the multitude, he was preaching to the multitude. People were coming from near and far to hear his word. And guess what? On today, we're doing the same thing. The only thing we're doing is we're using the internet. We're using the radio. We're using our cell phones or our landlines. But we are getting the message of the Lord. So you sit and tell me, what is God's spirit doing across this land? God wants everybody to hear his word, his unadulterated truth. He's given us time, Satan, to get it right. He's setting you up so failure won't be an option in your life. He's removing obstacles so you can know what is true and what is real. He's placed the sword, the compass, before you so you can meditate on it day and night, so you can continuously read and study his word, so you will not be blindsided by the principalities that we fight and struggle against day by day. But I'm sitting in here to tell you today, you don't have to fight by yourself. You don't have to struggle by yourself. God has already provided. He has left us with the comforter that lets us know that this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. All I need you to do is stand. All I need you to do is praise my holy name. All I need you to do is know that you are counted as faithful. All I need you to know is to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. All I need you to do is to continue to praise my holy name and keep me in your thoughts, in your mind, in your heart at all times. Do not place me down, because I do not never leave you, neither do I forsake you. I'm sitting and telling you, saints, God is doing a new thing. And in this new thing, he's changing. He's turning your situations around. All you need to do is just be in a place where he can penetrate to your heart. The Holy Spirit can penetrate to your heart and allow the things of God to change whatever your circumstances and your situation. We don't have to sit and ponder on our situation. See, God has already fixed it. He already has an answer. When you sit and say, Lord, let thy will be done, God's will is going to be done. All you need to do is stay in place, be into a place where you're able to receive and see what God is doing. Allow the manifestation to take place instead of turning around, instead of running back the opposite way, going into a backsliding situation. Continue to move forth. Continue to press through, because that is what the Holy Spirit will have us to do. We sit and we call on the Holy Spirit, or we say, Lord, Lord, help us. But when God get into a place where he help us, we want to run away, because we don't want to go through the fire. We don't want to go through the storm. We don't want to go through the high tides of the river. We want to continue and do everything on the south way. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus didn't do it on the south way. Jesus had to go through some hard times. Jesus had no place to even lay his head. But on today, you have a place to lay your head. You have food in your home. You have everything that God has provided for you in this day and time. We sit and we ask for more, but you ask yourself, am I ready for more? I'm sitting and telling you, saints, don't get into a place where you're misunderstanding what God is doing in your life at this time. Open your eyes, open your ears, and see what God is doing, because he is doing a new thing. It's only that we, as a people, have had on blinders all of our lives, because we stuck in tradition like the Sadducees and the Pharisees. But I'm sitting and telling you, God has some men and women walking the earth that's willing to tell his true unadulterated words as Jesus did. And how do I know that? Because I'm a part of it. I'm a part of it. I sit up under it. And I sit and say to you all today, don't you stumble. Don't you sleep. Don't you get into a place where I'm too tired. I'm too this. I'm too that. God is moving in your life. Are you willing to receive what God has for you? ocean and continue to try to stay above the water when God is already giving you the answers. He's giving you the answers. He's allowing the Holy Spirit to, as you operate, as you sit and tell the, let the Holy Spirit know, come into my life. I need you. I need your guide. I need everything about you. Or will you continue to sink? That's the question that needs to be asked. Will you continue to sink? Because I keep saying it. I know for a fact God is doing a new thing in my life. The more I sit and let my self-reliance move out the way, my independency move out of the way and get into a place where I am dependent on the Holy Spirit, I sit and tell you, things move for me. Mountains move for me. Obstacles move for me. When there is hurt, God brings joy. When there are tears, he brings joy. When there is anger, he brings me peace. All I need to do is sit and think about what God is doing in my life and let him know I am no longer Evangelist Nita, but I am a faithful servant of the Lord. I don't care what you have to sit and go through. All I sit and say, and I urge you on today, is to let go and let God, let the teachings that's coming through the airways touch you. Let them penetrate. Take any and everything that's guarding your heart, because the Holy Spirit, and we said it at the beginning of the year, we said it now mid-year, and we're going to continue. It's not going to force itself on you. People, listen, let me just keep it real with you. If you sit and you pay attention to the times that's going on around you, and mind you, I want to bring up a remembrance. Everything that's going on right now with this new Delta virus, if you all can recall, Apostle Temple gave a prophetic word about it. So ADM and all of you that has been following us thus far this year, it should not be anything new to you. See, that's when the Holy Spirit comes in. That's one of his attributes. When we start using wisdom, when we use wisdom and realize that we're not the same. Yes, you can sit and say that those terrors come or those diseases come, they're not going to touch me. Yes, you can say that. But one thing we know about God, when God is ready to move, he is going to move. He has set a time such as this where people still need to get it together. You still need to rely on the Holy Spirit. We get into a place that we sit and see what other people are doing, and we feel that we can do the same thing. No, we cannot. If you are under the unction of the Holy Spirit, you are a peculiar person. That means that your level of understanding is a little bit different. That means that your actions is a little bit different. It may be a bit different, but people may misunderstand you. But when you get a hold, when the Holy Spirit get a hold of you, you want to become a peculiar person. You don't want to be like the norm. You don't want to be in the same place day in and day out doing the same thing. You're looking for the Holy Spirit to take you to a higher level, to take you into a new direction, to move in your life a little bit different. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning but myself, but I sit and say to you on today, I surrender all, and I'm praying that you and everybody else surrender all too. I sit and I make an open confession. I am nothing without you, God. I need every bit of you. Anything that you choose to pour into me, I am going to receive it, Lord, because it's not my will, but it's your will. A lot of us want to be in God's will today, and tomorrow you're out of the will because you may be into a place of temptation, because you may be into a place that you don't want to have patience, because you may be into a place that you're tired of being tired. But I'm sitting and telling you, if you wait on the Lord and trust in him, you will soar like an eagle. And when I say soar like an eagle, I mean that you are freely. You are free of anything. You are free of shame. You are free of pain. You are free of humility at a point in time where you're not concerning other people sit and say and what they do. The only humility that you have is in the presence of the Lord, because you reverence the Lord. You are free of fear. You are free of anger. You, God, listen, let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. It's time for a change. In order for you to make it in this world, and some may disagree, but if you disagree, it is on you. I can only speak for me. I have to have the Holy Spirit living in my life. I have to have the Holy Spirit being my guide. I have to have the knowing that I am under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Because when you don't stay into that place, this is where you might be on the path of righteousness. But when you depend on self, when you come to the fork of the road, you're not going to take the road that God has for you. You get into a road where you're going to turn right back and make a U-turn into the place that you were before. How many of you are tired of going through that? How many of you are tired of seeing the same scenery over and over and over? One thing I tell you all the time, I drive the same route day in and day out. But because I have the Holy Spirit residing in me, do I want you to know God shows me something new every single day. He shows me something new that I did not see before. And that is because I ask him, Lord, Lord, show me what you want me to see. Teach me, Lord, what you want to teach me. I'm here. I'm available to you, Lord. I'm available to only you, Lord, because I'm ready, Father God. I'm ready to do what you would have me to do. I'm saying yes, Lord, to your will. And when I say yes to his will, that means that I am allowing the Holy Spirit to be my guide. And I say to you all, it is an urgency. The material that you all are receiving, most people will sit and charge you an arm and 10 legs. But God has set you on a platform where his faithful servant is saying to you, come unto me. Let me feed you what God has poured into me. We're not talking about no bootleg stuff. We're not talking about just not the Mickey Mouse Club. I'm talking about people, adults, people that you may be a babe in Christ, but you're willing and ready to grow in Christ. I'm say that again. You are willing and ready to grow in Christ. And it's no mistake. It's no coincidence that the lines are growing larger. And why they growing larger? Because people like you and me are going around and telling about the good news that God is sharing with us. Yes, that's what I said, the good news that God is sharing with us. How do we think the news get out? You got to have somebody that been through some things. You got to have a person that sits up in the wee hours of the night and get the instructions of the Lord. You got to have somebody that's constantly fasting, that's praying, that's consecrating, but most of all, praising the Lord, that's letting the Holy Spirit know that I am not the driver. I am the passenger, or I may be the backseat rider, but I am here, and I'm allowing you to do anew in my life. I am tired of walking the same path. God, the Bible has so many promises for us. We know that God's word does not come back void. We know that God did not create us to live into a place of poverty, a place of hurt and pain, a place of confusion. But God wanted us to have a fulfilled life. God wants us to know exactly how much he loves us. We, as a people, put ourselves, we throw ourselves in dungeons. We throw ourselves out into the red, throw ourselves into fiery furnaces, and then that's when we call for help. But I'm sitting and telling you, it's time to put that aside. Pay attention to your surroundings. We are in a place where we need the Holy Spirit to lead us. We are in a place where we need a change in our life. When I say change, I mean changing your attitude, changing your posture, changing your way of thinking, changing it, the way you're eating, changing everything. And how do you get that? You have the guide. The guide is the Holy Spirit. The guide, the Holy Spirit, will pour wisdom out as you ask for it, as you grow. He, the Holy Spirit, will place the godly counsel before you so you won't go into a path of unrighteousness. The Holy Spirit will hold you as long as you want him to hold you in the center mass where God is at all times. God never leaves us, saints. Neither does he forsake you. The Holy Spirit, I'm talking about myself right now. I love that center mass. I love to say, no, to even think that I'm in a center mass. But there are some days where I feel myself going to the left too far, or I feel myself going to the right. But one thing about the Holy Spirit, once you invite him in, once you open that door and tell him welcome, and once you stay into a place and allow him to reside in your heart, he is going to quicken you and let you know immediately you're going a bit too far. On the days that you're trying to be lazy and slumber and sleep, I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit that's residing in you is going to tell you to get up. Keep it moving. There's things, there's work that needs to be done. I'm not talking about the work that's on your job. I'm talking about the work that God has put before you. God has made us disciples, fishermen of men. The teachings that you are receiving right now, you should be going out telling everybody. You should be back in the day that used to have this thing, extra, extra. Read all about it, the newspaper. Men and women used to be on the street, bags across their shoulders saying extra, extra, pulling newspapers out of their backpacks, telling the people to read all about it. That's where we need to be when it comes to the true word of God. There are so many false teachings out there. But when the Holy Spirit in the house, and the house is your house, the house is you. When the Holy Spirit is in the house, trust and believe, you will be kept in a place where he is going to keep you. All we need to do is let go and let God. Like I said, I am elated to know that Apostle Temple is taking out his time. His time. You're talking about a jack of trades, a man that wear many hats, a man that still goes before the Lord in the night for his people and protect us for the things that we can't see. But yet, a sacrifice is being made where he's constantly here, day in and day out, pouring into us where God is pouring into him. Saint, that's a faithful servant. That's a person that does not, that's a person that's after God's own heart, a person that has taken an oath before the Lord and says that I will live, I die for you. And this is what I'm sitting and saying to you all. Have your people get on the line. I'm telling you, yesterday I just, my inside felt like it was just going to burst because I had so much that I needed to share, but I was so busy, but it didn't matter in the time, in my downtime yesterday. I was called, are you woke? Are you up? Are you whatever? Because sometimes I'd be up all times of the night, and I share the notes that God is providing. I said it, God is providing. God is providing the notes. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all, Evangelist. Hey, man, God bless all of you. You know, Evangelist, you know, I just feel like doing just a little talking to the individuals this morning and just talk with you all and share with you all. Amen. And especially I've been into the Holy Spirit and teaching all this week pertaining to the Holy Spirit and trying to give individual understanding, some balance, and also you'll know how to effective to move with the Holy Ghost, amen, that is in your life and is a part of you and wants to be a part of you. You have to understand that the Holy Ghost wants to be a part of you, amen. It wants to be a part of you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you are called into the ministry or you're not called into the ministry. It's not there to just deal with people that are got a title upon their name, or somebody just so looks or present themselves so religious and so spiritualified, amen. It's there because it wants to be a part of your life. It wants to be a part of everybody's life, amen? But it's a choice that individual has to have. One thing about God and one thing about Jesus, what he said, I left here a comforter for you. I'm leaving a comforter for you. I'm leaving the individual. So it's a choice. And he did not say that this comforter is going to be in your life, you know, regardless if you like it or not. No, it's a choice that has to be made. And we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is there for your life. I want to make it personal, your personal life. It's not there to be a double radar. You know, so many people use the Spirit of God as if it's their devil radar. You know how you have one of these metal detectors that individual put it on their arm and they begin to wave the ground, and they begin to wave the ground to find some signs of different types of metal that will signal back up to the machine, but they could go digging and looking at what it is. Well, saints use the Holy Ghost and also use God and the spirit of discernment the same way. We use it as if it's some type of demon detector or some type of wrongdoing detective, amen? It's a lot of people walk around with trauma in their life, amen, to where we don't know how to effectively begin to be productive in our life because we still have trauma that is going on spiritually and naturally. I want to share this with you now. Eventually was sharing with you all that, you know, being fishermen's or man's and different things like that. Now, the Spirit of God is a balance. You know, it's not only a spiritual work, but it's also a natural work. How can the spiritual work get done without the natural being a part of it? You have to understand that, amen, that it's also a natural work as well. When Jesus was being fisherman as a man and want to be fisherman as a man, he just didn't do it all in the spirit realm, amen. The spirit realm was a tool to draw individual into belief. The spirit realm was a tool to draw individual into the belief in the spirit. But his work that he had to do was natural, amen? He had to walk. He had to ride the donkey. All the miracles that took place, it took place in the natural eyes, amen? Well, so the spiritual part, amen, manifests into the natural. So it brought different individuals around them into a believer in the where? In the spirit realm, because the signs and the wonders, but it had to have some natural balance with it. If it wasn't no natural balance with it, amen, how can God begin to win these individuals in the natural realm, not the spiritual realm? Yes, he could bust open the clouds. He could do all kinds of different things and do all these signs and wonders, amen, to make individuals to believe them. But then it takes away the power of choice, amen? It takes away our power of choice. See, we have to believe it's our power of choice that we have to believe. Same thing walking with the Holy Spirit that is walking in your life, amen? You choose to walk with the Holy Ghost. You choose to allow the Holy Ghost to lead and guide you, amen? You need to make the Spirit of God personal in your life. Stop trying to make it as if it's your devil radar. Who's bad? Who got this spirit on them? Who's, you know, you know, even though my discernment is very sharp with people, but I stop trying to go and trying to pull things out of people. I look at it this way. Even if somebody is going through, if they have not come to you and really shared with you and really confided in you, you stay in your lane, amen? You don't have to use the Holy Ghost as if, yeah, I know what you're going through. A lot of people try to show off, amen? Like, I know what you're going through, and I know the Holy Spirit shared this with me. He manifests that with me. That's a very immature individual, and the individuals don't understand how to apply the Holy Spirit or how to. Amen? Because at the end of the day, people have their own life. And it is a such thing when in the natural it calls privacy. Amen? And we begin to have the Spirit of God to invade people's privacy. Now we begin to wonder why the Spirit is not working for us. Amen? You need to sit down and learn not to cross your boundaries. Even God, even though he's a known God, he knows everything. Amen? He don't cross these areas if we don't give it to him. If we don't give him the burdens, God is not going to come and just say, well, this don't belong to you. Let me take it. Amen? He already gave us the instructions. He already told us what to do. Amen? It's our job to apply it. It's our job to do it. Amen? We have to make these things personal in our life. The Spirit of God has to be personal. Amen? Let's get out of this other stuff that how the devil begin to use the gift. And I believe the devil is just begin to use individuals' gift because he wants them to find him. And it's always a search trying to find what's the money, what's not right, what grieves in my spirit, what don't go against my spirit. You know, I don't came into a place, you know, even though things might grieve my spirit, I don't worry about it. You know, reason why I don't worry about it, because I know the anointing on my life. I know who I am. At the end of the day, it might not be something right, but I still got to realize that's a soul. When you go and be a fisherman, amen, and you begin to go fishing. I used to fish with my grandma and them, and back in the days, man, I used to fish with them, and I don't know if many of you fish with cane poles. Amen. They used to have these cane poles made out of bamboo sticks. Amen. And put the string on the line, we go fishing. Now, you know, and it didn't matter what size of the fish. It didn't matter what size of the fish. You know, my grandma and them, my mama and them, amen, they tell you, boy, you better put that fish in there. Amen. At the end of the day, it could be a little baby fish. They tell you, put that fish in there. It didn't matter what kind of the fish, amen, if it had meat on its bone, they tell you, boy, put this fish in there. But now we as peoples of God, amen, we don't came to the place to where we want to pick and choose what fish we want to deal with. We want to pick and choose what souls we want to deal with, amen? We want to pick and choose. If it ain't a certain way, if it ain't talking a certain way, if it ain't looking a certain way, if it ain't a certain way, then we want to pick and choose how we want to deal with that individual or that soul, amen? And so you got to get to the point, say, I'm not worrying about it, amen? Yeah, I can't, you know, no matter what type of works on an individual, that doesn't mean that it's going to affect me. Their works is not going to affect me and affect who I am. I'm very clear about my walk and my stance with God, and I'm very clear of what the power of God and what the things of God can do. Amen? And that's how you got to walk with the Holy Ghost. You walk in with confidence. Amen? Walk with confidence pertaining to who? Your life. If we're going to quote this saying, no weapon formed against us is not going to prosper, why is it we quote it with words out of our mouth, but our actions doesn't show it? Amen? Our actions doesn't show it. The comforter is a spirit with confidence. Amen? It walks with confidence. And that's something that we have to understand for our life. Walk with confidence. And we're going to say no weapon formed against us ain't going to prosper. Well, you go ahead and live out your day. You go ahead and live out your life. Amen? Even though things might be around you, things going on and different things like that, you got to understand it's not going to work. You're going to live out your days with success, with prosperity and increase in your life. Understand that. Amen? Please understand that this is personal. Amen? Stop using it to try to find a devil radar. You know, and that's what the devil wants you to do. Devil get joy when you begin to put tension on him. You got to understand, it's no such thing as bad advertisement from the devil. It's no such thing. If you're going to bring up his name and say the devil don't did this, if you're going to bring up his name, all this kind of stuff, it's advertisement from the enemy. Because he knows that regardless, if you're going to come against him, fight against him, he have your focus and he have your undivided attention. He has your your attention. And guess what? He has your attention, he has your focus, regardless if you're rebuking him, you're fighting him, you're coming in, and all this kind of stuff here, he still has your attention. So because he got your attention, he got your focus. So guess what? Regardless if you shout out, I plead the blood, throwing stuff, sprinkling everywhere, and all that, listen, he has your full attention. And guess what? He's still capitalizing on you. And that's something that we have to understand. And that's why it's very important to walk with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. It'll lead you and tell you, leave that alone. Get into your prayer word. Go on. Keep walking. Amen. Don't even must entertain that. It'll help and guide you for your personal life, but you can walk in personal success, not only spiritual, but it's there also for natural as well, for you could be successful. The life that you live here naturally is going to speak for itself. It's not about all the spirit realm, because you're not 100% spiritual beings yet. Amen. You have not transitioned into your spiritual body. So the life that you live here on earth is going to speak for itself in the spirit. Amen. So understand that it's both parts that has to have a balance, and you have to walk with the Holy Ghost, amen, and make it personal in your life. Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, everybody. As I sit and tell you, God is doing the movement. He's doing the change. He's doing the new. You need to listen to the words of the wisdom. You need to listen to the godly counsel. Guard your ears. Guard your eyesight. Just be into the place where you know who your lead is and who your guide is. Apostle, we truly appreciate everything that you pour out. We know, and I know, that it comes from a lot of studying. It comes from doing a lot of just research, but most of all, being in tune with the Lord, allowing the Holy Spirit to pour into you. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of it, to receive the words of God and then not just receive it, apply it. I tell you, saints, applying the application means everything. That's the same thing. If you have a sore, you're going to apply something on it so it can get better. Apply the word of God into your life so things can get better. Open up your heart and just receive what God has for you. I don't know if there's people that's on the line that's truly in a place where they really don't know, but it's no way that you can be on this line 5 days a week, sometimes six, for those that does their Sunday worship with us, and not receive and hear what God is saying. I'm decreeing and declaring on today that hearts will be whatever that's clogging up your arteries, that's clogging up the passageway for the Holy Spirit to enter, that it will be unblocked on today. I'm decreeing and declaring that there will be mind regulating on today. Anything that's holding your mind hostage, that's keeping, whether it's confusion, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, we are binding it up right now. I'm decreeing and declaring that people will allow God to place them, the Holy Spirit, to place them on the path that they're supposed to be. Stop leaning on your own understanding, but get into a place where you are trusting in the Lord, believing that he will do what he says that he can do. Take the doubt out of your life and know. Pay attention to the wonders that God has done. Pay attention to the healings that he has performed in this day and time. I am a living testament to that God is a healer. I may not be completely healed in the physical or in the natural, but in my spirit, in my mental, I am completely healed, because I know that by Jesus' stripes I am healed. So I'm decreeing and declaring on today to let go of all the old things. Walk into the newness. See what God is doing. Allow the Spirit to let the things that you're petitioning God for to manifest in your life. Stop giving up. Stop worrying about what the naysayers say. Get your house in order. Pay attention to what you have to do. You can't be fishermen of men if your house is not right, if you're not into a place where you are ready to receive and apply the word of God. Stop worrying about everybody else and keep your eye on the sparrow. Keep your eye on focus on a place where you are, that some a person, a place or a thing that's going to benefit you in your life. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not telling you what I got from Apostle Temple. I'm not telling you what I got from the next person. I'm not telling you about from everybody, the other worshipers that's in the house with me. I'm telling you what God has poured inside of me. And I'm going to tell you this. The song that Tremaine Hawkins said, a change has come over me. He's changed my life, and now I'm free. I don't have to sit and look over my back. I don't have to worry about what this person is going to say. I don't sit back and be into a place where if I get up and I shout, if I run around the church, if I park my car and get out in the parking lot and do my little dance that I have unto the Lord, worry about who's looking and what they're going to think. It does not matter what anybody thinks. Well, all I know, all I want, is to be in the presence of the Lord all of my life. So I have to take hold of what God has given me at this time. Thank God gives us daily manna every day. Every day it's anew. You don't have to sit and store up. He's going to give it to you. All you need to do in the name of Jesus, allow the Holy Spirit in. And when he comes in, you allow him to do an open heart surgery, anything, any type of surgery that needs to take place, allow it to be done. Because God is here. He is doing a new thing. My question to you, and I want you to think about it, who's ready to go? Who's ready to be led to the place of fulfillment that God has already planned for us? Jeremiah 29:11 tells you, God already knows the plans he had. So I'm sitting and telling you, stop worrying about what everybody else got going on. Worry about what God has for you. And once you can get that, once it gets rooted deep down in your soul and it's anchored, then you will be able to help those around. I'm sitting and telling you, the help that God sends to you and the help that the temples, that the Spencers pour out, that's because they done been through some things. And I'm a living witness on a day-to-day basis. But the thing of it is how do you deal with it? If you are not allowing the Spirit to live in, to reside in you and to handle the situations that are going through, you're going to go into a shipwreck. You're going to go into a crash wall. But when you can sit and stay into a cool, calm place, and know that I don't have to worry about this, that the Spirit is going to lead me and is going to guide me, then you can sit back. So I want to sit and say to you all, continue. Allow the people of God to know that the daily manna is being given on this broadcast. Be fishermen of men. Let people know what you're learning. Don't be closed mouth. See, when we need to talk, we don't talk. I'm telling you today, Start talking. Be that extra read out about it person. Be Ann Bishop, whatever the different news broadcasts, Oprah if you want to be. Just let everybody know that God is moving and you want to be a part of it. The Holy Spirit is necessary. It is a need. It's not something that you just want. It's a need. It's a need in your life. It's an essential portion of your life. So what you need to do is grab hold on it. We thank you all for continuously being on the broadcast. Again, Apostle Temple, we thank you. We pray virtue back into you as you continuously allow it to come out. We thank you for the wise counsel, the wisdom that is being shared amongst the nations. Understand what I'm saying, amongst the nations. We're not just in the local place. We are amongst the nations. God is talking to the nations. People, understand the movement. Open your eyes, open your heart, and see the movement that's taking place. Everybody should be shouting that God didn't just sit and say, we in Atlanta, Georgia, or we in Miami, Florida. God is speaking to the nations. Nigeria, you here, you should be in a place where you shouting and dancing. Kenya, we not going to leave you out. United Kingdom, we're not going to leave you out. Fiji, God is speaking to you all. Apostle,
have any
closing remarks?
Amen. You know, it's just a lot. You know, it's just years of walking with the Spirit of God, and it's years of walking with the Holy Ghost and letting it be a part of my life. It's just years. There's no playing the game. It's years of all this, you know, and it's really just balance. And the sad thing about it to where it just basically busting out a lot of stuff that been infused into the doctrine of the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost. It's just years of it to where now I've got a balance pertaining to the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And understand this, people of God. It's there to lead and guide you. How is there to lead and guide you? Well, if you're not saved, it's there to lead you. It's there to lead you and guide you into salvation. Amen. It's not, if you're not saved, they're going to lead you and guide you out of trouble, out of different things, because the Holy Spirit don't want you to end up, your soul be lost. So it's going to begin to lead you and guide you. That's why a lot of us wasn't saved, you know, even though he's still doing now, but he had a purpose, say, don't go that way, don't get into that, get out of there, leave. It's a bad feeling. This is a setup, amen? It's a setup. Get away from them, all that kind of stuff, amen? So it's trying to lead and guide you into a place of salvation, a place of safety. And once you come into a place of safety and a place of salvation, now it's still trying to lead and guide you. Even if it's a deeper relationship with God, even if it's to learn about the Lord more, amen, even if it's just your career, things that you have to do, trying to lead you back to school to get degrees and do different things, amen, with your life, is there to lead and guide you, amen, through every part of your life to a place of success. So understand that. The Holy Spirit is there for you. It's not there to rebuke and ruin your enemies and run fire brimstones and all this kind of stuff and twist your enemies up and destroy them and all that. Holy Ghost, catch them on fire and all that kind of stuff. It's not there. And it's not there for to supply our emotional needs. Amen? A lot of times we can get into these emotional places. The Holy Ghost is not there to supply. Because somebody shout, that doesn't mean that's the Holy Ghost. And these are the terms that in church, this is what we label of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. The Bible never said in 1 Corinthians, because somebody is shouting and dancing, that's the Holy Spirit. Man knowledge, men put that saying on that. That's not in Scripture. That is not in the manifestation. What is in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, prophesizing. You walk in peace. You walk in wisdom. Amen? You operate in wisdom. You operate in different types of settings and different types of things, operation. So that's the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. So we have to understand that, amen? And we have to understand it's not about emotional a person, because what they feel and their emotions is responding to what they feel. Maybe it's in a dance, maybe it's in tears, maybe it's with goosebumps over them, amen? However, amen? But at the end of the day, that's not always the Holy Ghost. That's just a person, because you could get goosebumps, you know, a chill could come over you, you get goosebumps. A song or something that somebody saying, it could bring goosebumps, amen? Something that you could be thinking of something, then somebody just say something that you think, and I'm like, oh, all of a sudden, I got goosebumps with that. Somebody could be telling you a story and telling you the different things that happened, and goosebumps will trigger. So we got to understand what the Bible says, what the Holy Ghost and the manifestation of the Holy Ghost is, for pertaining to our life, your life, but you can walk into a place, amen, you can walk into a place fulfilling the Spirit of God for your life, amen. All right, I'm out. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. We will see you all tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Please, again, take the information, apply it into your life. It is definitely needed. We love you, but God loves you most. Enjoy your wonderful Wednesday. And just know that God is smiling on us. And I am so grateful to know that he is. So, again, we love you. Have a very, very, very great day. Walk around with an expectation that something different is going to happen on today. Walk around with the expectation that that miracle that you prayed for will happen on today. And guess what? If it does not, you still have the expectation that it will happen. In Jesus' name, we love you. We're out. Have a great day.